the best player that you can be, and whether that is being a quiet, guy that leads by example, or a guy that's, maybe speaks or vocal and gets excited, gets pumped, dances on the sideline. If that's what it is that takes for you to play the best that you can play, then and we're all about it. So.
What would it take to get you to dance on the sideline?
I don't know, really pretty girl. Maybe, I don't know.
What was going through your mind, though, because you're getting ready to take the field as a defense, but you kind of look back at the sideline, you just see all these guys jumping.
It's a little bit different for me. I don't think I've seen something like that in a while. But, you just kind of focus in the way you focus. I was saying earlier, it's just each individual's a job to get themselves ready to go. And I think, Coach Ferentz has preached that always, that, this game, if you show up here in the locker room and you're not excited to play football, then you're in the wrong, maybe you're in the wrong place. But, going out there and having that excitement, that's always fun to play with. So
you guys are six games into the season. In what ways would you say that you all as a defensive line have progressed from the start of the year?
Well, I think just with the amount of time that we've been able to play, I mean, you think, you go into it now and some guys, take Louis, for example, has, six games under his belt, whereas before he had zero. And, I have a few more under my belt, six more games than when we started the season. And Joe as well, and all the other guys that have played, it's just the reps and the continued practice time. And if you continue to just improve and take those reps as an opportunity to improve yourself as a football player, it's going to help you play better. And that's part of being a developmental football team, like Coach Ferentz always talks about, is that we're focused on that improvement. So that's a positive thing for us.
What's that like for you when you see a younger guy like Louis command double teams the way he was there late in the game, and just when he had a one-on-one, just basically knocking away the offensive lineman and getting pressure on a quarterback like Maxwell?
I think I have a lot of respect, tremendous amount of respect for Louis as a person and as a player. And, having him play at the level that he's playing at right now is definitely something you look at, and, you're real excited for the guy because of the things he's gone through. I think it happens with guys on the team, and when you become invested in the guys next to you in the locker room, seeing them be successful is, almost as good, if not better, than having success personally. And I think that's what it means to be a team. When Greg Castillo pulled down, and guy is a great friend of mine, when he pulls down that interception at the end of the game, I was almost excited as if it had been me or it had been, anybody else. And I think that's what's part of being a team. But we have another opportunity this week, and we're really excited for it.
Going up against a team like Penn State, how do things change in the preparation when you know that they're a team that's shown, okay, it doesn't matter where on the field they are, they could be deep in their own territory. If it's fourth down, they're not afraid to take a gamble and go for it.
I think I don't know how much that has to really do with what our plan is as a defense. Mm-hmm. I think kind of when you go out there, you just each and every down, it doesn't matter if we're on our 1-inch line or their 1-inch line. It doesn't make a difference from how we play. I mean, maybe obviously the calls will change and things like that, but just playing with that absolute relentless effort and passion each and every step, because it's such a great opportunity to play this game, especially here at Iowa. And I think that if you take that approach, then it you're going to put together a solid unit and a good defense. And I think that's what we've been doing these past couple of games, and it's a challenge for us to do it this game. And we're excited for it.